Want to do World's Greatest Wednesday?
Yeah, I think we should launch into World's Greatest Wednesday.
In the beginning of time, someone was cool and someone was a tool. Someone got eaten alive by a fucking dinosaur. Throughout time, we have strived to be the best. Well, this is it. This is the place where they, you, everyone, and anything can join in and find out who or what will win.
Who?
The World's Greatest Wednesday. And now your host, the man who got a girl to put a phone in another girl's ass and called it on the air and thanked his mom, Jason Ellis.
Yeah! What are we doing?
This is World's Greatest Wednesday.
You don't even know me!
So here's what's up with this. The country of Haiti has been pretty fucked recently, but it recently got some good news when it was announced that Wyclef Jean is running for president of Haiti. Making things way better for that country once the musician takes over and starts turning the whole fucking thing around.
DJ Ellis is in the house.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
Anyways, it got us thinking... Who would be the greatest celebrity who would be president? So, world's greatest celebrity president?
Bruce Willis.
Why Bruce Willis?
Because he's awesome. And he looks like he could really run the country. And he's like smart and shit.
I don't think he's got the seriousness to do it.
What are you talking about? He's fucking ridiculously serious in tons of movies and shit.
Wyclef Jean's a rapper, but he's also like he's done like major serious songs of like the Fugees and shit. He's got like some heft.
Well, you're saying he's allowed to be president because he's got some soul, like he's got you know some deep lyrical content. Get the fuck out of here.
I think soul should be part of the package.
But yeah, okay, maybe you've got an argument, but Bruce Willis is somebody that can handle obstacles. I don't see that dude ever breaking or looking stressed. Have you ever noticed that? He's always got this smirk on his face where he's like, you know what? It's sweet. He can handle the pressure.
I think
Wyclef's got too much, you know, he's coming off weed and shit all the time. Weed makes you, it's an emotional roller coaster. Wake up, God damn it, baby! I said I wanted to fucking eggs!
He's always smirking.
Who is?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah!
I feel like a president shouldn't always be smirking.
Why not?
Like he's on camera.
Why not? It should be like, fucking yeah!
He's doing the State of the Union, he's like, yeah, whatever.
We should be proud. That's what America, I feel America is Bruce Willis's face smirking.
It's like he's...
We might have some problems, but you'll never know by how sweet my fucking smirk is.
It's like somebody's constantly talking about
hilarious. Look at my fucking face. Look at this. Look at this little laugh. Like, we're so much better than you. It's ridiculous.
It's like somebody's constantly telling
ridiculous.
Him a, somebody's constantly telling him a hilarious joke, and he's trying not to laugh.
Yeah, the rest of you are a hilarious joke, and we're sweet.
America's not a hilarious joke.
That's
what it seems like. He's talking about America. It's like, God, love these United States of America.
No way. You don't know.
I don't know, man.
More solid than
Wyclef. We also have to put Schwarzenegger in the mix. Because Schwarzenegger actually has some experience, and he's the most likely celebrity to be president.
Yeah, okay. But he can't be. He's not American. Wasn't born in America.
Unless the laws change. There have been various points recently people try to pass laws saying, like the Schwarzenegger law, if you weren't born in this country, in some situations you could still be president.
Yeah.
So I'm writing down Bruce Willis and also Schwarzenegger. And to get things started on Twitter, somebody just said Dana White for president.
I'm into that. Ed, what about Rob Dyrdek?
Yeah, I love Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson for president. There you go. Chris.
I'm not even going to justify that one if I answer.
Chris.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford for president. There you go.
He seems presidential.
He does.
That's the thing.
He's been a president in a movie with an airplane, and he disarmed people with no weapons.
He said, get the fuck off my plane.
He did.
Yeah.
Ryan. Blyan.
Not only that, Morgan Freeman has played president.
Brian.
Brian.
Shabrian. Why did you hang up the phone?
You were gonna phone.
Shabrian. You were my man, and you hung up the phone, and I give a damn, cause you broke my heart. Yeah, I'll fucking die inside, bro. Where'd it go with it?
If we're gonna talk about people.
World's Greatest Wednesdays! Sorry.
If you're gonna talk about people who have played presidents in the past, you can also talk about Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Okay. What about the dude with the crooked eye?
Tom York?
I don't know.
He should be president.
No. Black guy, crooked eye. Sucked a tranny's dick.
Oh. The Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy sucked a tranny's dick?
Wasn't he caught with, like, a tranny hooker one time?
He was?
Am I thinking of somebody else?
That's Hugh Grant.
Yeah, you're right. Eddie Murphy was caught with a hooker at one point, though. Maybe it wasn't
he was?
I sort of got it up. Just
no,
making...
Eddie Murphy's the tranny fucker.
Yeah.
Allegedly, Eddie Murphy... He was pulled over while giving a tranny prostitute roaming down Santa Monica Boulevard a ride.
He was going to take her home.
And they said, why'd you pick up this tranny hooker? And he goes, she needed a ride.
Maybe he was.
I wasn't trying to fuck her. Mysteriously, she died a few months later from a fall from a balcony in her apartment.
Man.
Hugh Grant, a regular street walking
that
hooker.
That is some fucking gangster ass shit right there.
With a vagina.
Okay, and you're fucking president. He can make things happen.
Man. That's next level gangster right there. I was just giving her a ride. Come out to play. All right.
Okay.
Stop it. Oh, no, this is good. Listen. Come out to play. Gone.
Just because there should not be a dudes only list, let's put Oprah on there.
Yep, I'm okay with that.
I would be okay with Oprah as president.
What about Steven Spielberg?
He's old.
What about David Caruso?
Wow.
What the hell was that?
What the hell was that?
Is your dinner ready? Is that your mom on the internet?
Somebody just said
your nana?
I don't know, like an advertisement just popped up my computer.
Steven, you're on the Jason Ellis Show, World's Greatest Wednesdays. I'll get out.
Yo, Ellis, man. What's up, buddy?
Oh, no way, mate. How's it going?
I'm going pretty good. Hey, I want to put Vinnie Paul on the list.
Vinnie Paul, yes, put him on. Well done.
As president, my first action is to lower the age of consent to 16.
What about the singer of Buck Cherry? And the first thing he's for is fucking partying all night long.
My fellow Americans, party all night long.
Now I'm president, we're gonna rock. Get your guitars, let's fucking suck up. Oh man, I love those dudes.
I'm writing down the singer of Buck Cherry and also Vinnie Paul.
Yeah, I'm for that guy for sure. What do you want,
the president
Brian?
Of partying all night.
Bill.
What about
Brian?
What about Gary Busey?
What?
Scared of him being president.
No, that's such a terrible
He's a madman.
Yeah.
But he could be the man for the job because he's a madman. Put him on.
That's what's up with Gary Busey as a...
He's a madman. He's a madman. He could get Bin Laden.
Why do we want a madman as president?
Because we need to get shit taken care of. People need to step up and go overload psychopath. Put the flinch in him. You gotta do it. Bill.
The guy with the crooked eyes, Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yes, Forrest Whitaker for president.
He played Idi Amin. Now
what
I can
that?
Only think of him as like a corrupt dictator in Africa.
Shut up, dude. He could be president. What's up, Bill?
The best candidate for the best American for the best president would be Jason Ellis.
Yeah.
True American at heart.
I wasn't born here.
That is true.
Hey. Raw Dog wants Earl Schwarzenegger. America wants Jason Ellis.
Yep, there you go.
Should we put you on the list?
I think we should take both of us off.
Yeah.
Thanks,
okay, I'll
Bill.
I'll take Schwarzenegger off, too.
Adam.
Somebody just said Avenged Sevenfold for president.
I'm into it.
How is Avenged Sevenfold going to be president?
Why not? Why can't they? Because they need three. Why can't three people be president? They're a group. They're never going to break up. They started in school together.
Okay. Who's going to make the final decision?
M. Shadows.
Okay, then just make M. Shadows president.
Well, what about, you think the president makes the decisions by himself? He talks to other people?
Yeah.
Chief of staff and shit. Just have the organization of Avenged Sevenfold in...
Okay, yeah, Avenged Sevenfold's the cabinet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't work then. No, they're not on the list. You fucking ruined it. What do you want, dude? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, put Clint Eastwood in there.
He's gonna die pretty soon.
Yeah, there's a problem with putting really old people on there.
Yeah, I love Clint Eastwood. But how long do you have to be president for? 5 years?
At least four?
He's got that easy. Put him on the list.
Okay.
He'll gusto that out with full speaking abilities, too. I don't know your name, Andrew.
Ellis.
Yeah, mate.
Hey, I want to put Dave Chappelle on.
Right, that's terrifying. Can't do that.
Dave Chappelle should not be president.
Yeah, he couldn't handle the pressure. Michael.
There's a war and he flees to Africa.
He cracked!
he might be a little high-strung, but Tommy Lee Jones?
It's a good one. It's good. It's good. I don't know about that, but yeah. He's good. What about Billy Bob Thornton?
Billy Bob Thornton would be a bad choice.
All right. What about Brad Pitt?
I don't know. Doesn't he seem a little bit not serious to you?
Yes, and that's great. What about how many bitches want to do him, though? That's pretty presidential. Jeff.
Yes.
What up?
Red Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Denzel Washington. He's badass.
Yes, that is a good nominee. I will go for that. Yeah. Denzel Washington, a very intelligent man. An excellent choice. Matt, you were on the Jason Lush show.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me because I'm the president.
Right.
Yeah.
You could have done that a little better, dude. I didn't really sell that. What, Matt?
The Prince of Darkness. Ozzy.
Yeah, he's not. He wasn't born in America.
Not American.
Can't do it. What about James Hetfield? I mean, he wouldn't want to do it.
Right.
He'd crack a dude bumps.
What about Lars Ulrich?
No, he's born in Switzerland. Sweden. Jim.
Henry Rollins.
I mean, Henry Rollins is a guy who knows his shit.
I know.
Yeah.
He does know his shit. I feel like he'd give the land back to the Indians, though. He's got that scary thing where all of a sudden he'd be like, guess what? You're all fucking hideous and you all suck and I'm giving it to a better person, which is not us.
Yeah.
Like, what?
He does seem like he kind of like be like an anarchist.
He could
tear the whole fucking thing apart.
He could freak us out. I'll tell you this. People complain about the way the government is. If Henry Rollins was president and he did change the world, you all wouldn't like it, even though you kind of speak like you would. Like, I'm like, yeah, man, we should fucking recycle and shit like that. I feel like Henry Rollins would be like, yeah, well, guess what? There's no plastic, motherfuckers. There's no cut. Like, he'd do some drastic deal where we would lose our...
I'm shutting down all supermarkets. From now on, we're eating off the land.
Yeah.
Like our ancestors.
Yeah, did. There's no more taxes. Everyone fend for yourselves. It's like, get a tent from the tent shop, motherfuckers, because it's about to go down. This is the week. It's the quick and the dead.
Yeah, you don't actually...
People are barbecuing other people.
There's a lot of good things about this system.
VIP line.
Yeah.
Hello, VIP line. Hello, are you important? Fucking asshole. Hello, Cody.
Hello, what up, brah?
You.
Hello.
Yes. Hello, brah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So?
Hello.
So yeah, man.
I got a dip in my mouth. Chad Reed for president, but he's not from America, so we're going to say Ryan Dungey and anyone who can legalize marijuana.
Right on, dude. Thanks.
Ryan Dungey?
Maybe we shouldn't legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
Dungey is a great American, but if you're going to go Dungey, you would have to go Ricky Carmichael.
Also, Ryan
If you're going to go Moto, the greatest American Moto dude of all time is Ricky Carmichael. Oh. Or what about McGrath?
Also, Ryan Dungey might make gay marriage illegal and do
What about Showtime? Who? What?
Wouldn't Ryan Dungey, like, try to make gay marriage illegal and do a lot of the, like, Christian stuff?
Fuck, I should have asked him that.
Yeah.
I don't think Dungey's like that. You think he's like that?
I don't know.
We'd love to talk to Dungey. If anyone can... Dungey's...
Man.
Dungey's Twitter. Somebody get Dungey's Twitter or something.
Lots of Christian guys seem really friendly and cool, and then they'll suddenly pull that one out.
Yeah, that's a weird one to be into. Blind Steve said Ozzy for president. Blind Steve, you smoke too much marijuana. And Juicebox says Metallica for president. And Juicebox smokes too much marijuana.
John Stewart was mentioned. John Stewart, I think, is a good choice.
Matt Hoffman texted me.
John Stewart of The Daily Show.
What about Matt Hoffman?
Yeah. If he is, in fact, the greatest American of all time.
He is. And what about Shane Carwin?
Yeah, it's also a good
He's
point.
A smart dude.
Yeah,
and we had that whole thing where... Because let's face it, the president doesn't, you know, I mean, he talks, he has other people, and this guy is responsible, reliable, and he has that thing where, you know, there's an old school vibe there. He's an intelligent guy who could motivate people, but there's an old school mentality when you listen to him speak that you know that he could very well, in a one-on-one fight, beat anybody in the world. So he really is the greatest American in the world, because hand-to-hand, he could kill anybody.
We disagree on this one. I don't feel like being a good at hand-to-hand combat should qualify or disqualify you for the presidency.
Yes, but it helps. It's a part of his charisma.
Maybe instead of an election, they should just have, like, an MMA fight between the two top guys.
Well, dude, now you're just being irrational. We've already been there.
Okay.
I'm telling you. He's a great American because you would believe that he could do great things because he could do them with his bare hands. It's a great American trait.
Okay.
And that's why I'm nominating Shane Cohen.
Abe Lincoln
for president
built a log cabin
States.
With his bare hands.
What?
Abe Lincoln built a log cabin
what?
With his bare hands. What? What?
Take your nominee. Put him on the list. Okay. Cody.
Yes.
What do you got?
Danny Way, world's greatest skateboarder.
Danny Way would be a terrible president. But I'll put him on the list because he's crazy.
Okay.
I feel like he could get Bin Laden. He could do it. He'd go himself if he was president. Yeah. So I'll put him on. I'll put him on. He would go for it. Hello, Roberto.
Hey, Ellis, what's up?
What up?
Hey, I was thinking it's kind of a toss-up between OxyContin John and LL Cool J.
Right, you're a moron. Thanks for calling. That's hilarious, though.
Yeah, sorry.
Hammer!
Hey, what's up, show boy?
Yeah.
Hey, Ted Nugent.
Nuge, dude, that'd be like,
he's all about America.
Yeah, but I feel like it would get to his head and he'd start pulling babies' heads off.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's too much power for that guy. It'd be a dangerous world.
I'm seeing him sitting on the front steps of the White House shooting anybody who gets close.
Yeah, I say that, yeah, we'd be exploded. He'd be dropping bombs on everybody in 20 minutes. He'd be pulling triggers, hitting buttons all over the place. We'd be fucked.
Ain't
but if you want to die, put it on the list, Red Dragons.
And then Jay-Z. Jay-Z's a
for
mogul.
Sure. What about Sean?
Sean, I'm not so sure about
that. No, it's just Sean. I'm president now. Dog, what up? Yeah. Jay-Z.
Yes, how about Snoop Dogg? Let's see what Snoop Dogg would do.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, no.
I don't know how to do Sean either, but I just like doing it. Yeah. Matt.
Yeah. I vote for Jeff Bridges as the dude.
Who's Jeff? Oh, that
he
guy.
He played the dude.
I thought.
He wouldn't want to do it. He wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah, man.
That's it. He couldn't really. And it's not a real person. Should we have? It's only real people,
only
right?
Only real people. Only yeah, people who could theoretically actually be president.
Yeah, World's Greatest Wednesday person to be president. It's famous, but it's got to be a real person. It can't be Scooby-Doo.
Also, if you really want to stick to the laws, it's got to be somebody under 35, I think, is the age limit to be president.
What?
Yeah. It's between 32 and 35. You got to be above that age to be president.
Above
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Hey, I was going to say John Stewart, but my second choice was Maynard James Keenan.
Who's that?
The singer Tool. Why do you want the singer Tool to be president?
Mike, I hung up on him. Okay. Mike.
Hey,
no.
Alice.
Yeah, what's up, man?
McConaughey.
Again, some of the that's just.
I mean, I love McConaughey and the surfer dude and stuff. I appreciate his vibe.
He seems kind of like
I can't make him president. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, give me the realest person of all, Tony Motherfucking Hawk, Birdman.
Right, Tony Hawk would actually be a really good president.
That's an interesting choice.
If he wanted to be, because I know he doesn't want to be, but that dude is an incredibly intelligent guy.
Right. No, when I'm thinking on this list, the people I'm leaning
towards... He would never do it, but he's, like, way more... He could actually, like, organize...
The people I'm leaning towards with this list are the people who've kind of, like, started their own empire.
Yeah.
Like, Tony Hawk totally qualifies for
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good one. All right, what do we got here? What is it? Otis.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah, that's terrifying, dude.
God.
I feel like, something bad would happen there, like... They might not be, you might not be, like, certain people's skin color might not be allowed to go places and stuff again.
Right.
He seems like a dangerous person to me. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he is, I'm just saying he looks like a weird wrestling racist or something. I don't know. Sorry. In my mind. Dan? No, not Dan. Dean?
Yeah, that was me.
Hey, man.
Hey, James Earl Jones.
Who's that?
The voice of Darth Vader.
Yeah, no way.
That's not
good enough. That dude's mega old, too. Yeah. He's going to die. Is he alive?
Yes.
That guy's riddled. Carrie.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Jesse Ventura being my first choice.
Yeah. He's tripping balls.
Jesse Ventura's a little bit insane.
He's tripping balls. Yeah. He's up there with Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Those guys want extreme measures. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong.
One's very liberal, one's very conservative. They're kind of insane in opposite directions.
All right.
Yeah.
I would like to see them two fight. Shannon.
Hello.
Hello.
What about the real American Hulk Hogan? He's got his own theme song already.
Hogan.
You know, if there was going to be a wrestler, it would have to be that guy. But
right.
I don't know. I feel like he's not into it. He might be too high all the time. In my opinion, allegedly.
I like this choice on Twitter. Penn Jillette. You know Penn from Penn & Teller?
Yeah.
That guy's a really smart guy.
What about Lewis Black?
Lewis Black's really smart, too.
I'd be cool with him being president.
Lewis Black, he is 60. I mean,
what about Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy is already on the list.
Oh.
Yeah.
That dude runs a tight ship. What about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Why Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Because he's sweet.
He is sweet.
Sweet dude at interviews, just mega tall. Like, fucking, you know, come on, man. We gotta
it is nice to have a tall president.
Yeah,
that kind of adds something.
You guys need to fucking relax, you know?
Yeah.
So just relax.
Okay, I'm writing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar down.
What about Kelly Slater?
You think he'd be a good president?
Yeah.
Okay.
Corey Taylor, Blind Steve, you've lost your friggin' mind.
We have a pink as a suggestion.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, but put her on, whatever. Who else?
I feel like we got to up the ladies here.
Well, then who else is in the ladies' department that you want to be president? That's a celebrity.
Right.
Name one. What about that volleyball chick that's married to that mega surfer dude?
Who?
That professional volleyball player that's going out with Laird Hamilton.
No idea. I have no idea.
VIP line.
Yo, what's up?
What do you want, Gay Ryan?
I don't know if those guys are born in America, but they seem really smart, like one of the guys from System of a Down or Rage Against the Machine.
You're an idiot. Hello, Jason Alisho. DJ.
Yeah, what about Andrew Dice Clay? Oh!
Yeah.
Just to say, oh, at all for it.
Oh!
Yeah. I read that down.
Drew.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
What up, man?
Hey, what about Willie Nelson or Eddie Vedder?
Willie Nelson's old.
Yeah, Willie Nelson's too old, and, yeah. And he's just he's crazy. He'd be like, look, man, everyone's just free. You're all free to go now. He let everyone out of jail. I don't know what they did. Fall to pieces. He can't work enough.
And Eddie Vedder, I'm not sure about Eddie Vedder either.
Yeah, they're too critical and they're into the music too much.
Yeah.
You need somebody who's on their way out of their shit. Sharp guys.
Right.
That are, you know, meaning they're, that's why they pick presidents when they're older, when they're, you know, mean like the brain's fully functioning, handling problems, high edge, you know,
brain. But not too old. I feel like Willie Nelson may not be as sharp as he once was.
I agree. Brandon.
Alice, come on, man, the best president of all time, Captain America, dude.
That's not a real person.
He means Randy Couture.
Randy Couture.
Thank you.
Randy Couture?
Yeah, you can put him on. And we have Dan.
Yo, how about Angelina Jolie?
Really? It's not that bad of an argument, I guess.
Diplomat, she's got kids, she knows all about the government.
I was thinking Angelina Jolie, actually.
No, I put her on. I would listen to her speeches.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah. Dan. Mike.
Jason.
Yeah, mate.
Howard fucking Stern and Vice President Baba Booey.
It's not that bad. Baba Booey, not that bad. I mean, not that serious, but...
Howard Stern is not...
Howard Stern
choice.
For president is not a stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
Drew. Or Dan.
Dan, how about Tommy Chong?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's a stupid choice.
Well, that's enough, right? What are we going to get any on Twitter as well? That should wrap it up, really.
I've been going through all the ones on Twitter. I mean, what? Whitney Houston? Stephen Hawking?
Whitney Houston? Yeah.
Stephen Hawking's British, and Whitney Houston, no.
Really, nowhere really near. Well, I'd go Bobby Brown before I go her.
Or put Dana White in.
Dana White's
he's already
was
in.
One of the first ones.
Yeah, fucking guy rules.
Yeah.
Who else? Schumacher. Oh, he's not even.
Gabrielle Reese is the...
yeah, her. Yeah, yeah. Her. Or Laird Hamilton. He's a great American. Okay. He is.
I'll put it down.
He can surf monster wave. Dude, guys, that guy's...
What else do we have? We have Keanu.
Nah. Keanu.
No.
Dude, no.
We have Conan O'Brien, who I feel like wouldn't really want the job.
Conan O'Brien could do it. Juicebox says, Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's a great American. But I think he'd be a racist though.
Yeah,
no, he can't. He shouldn't have dropped the N-bomb. I don't care what situation it was in. He busted.
Yeah, we already do have a long list. We can try narrowing this down a little bit.
Last call. Who's this?
Steve.
Yeah.
Howard Stern.
Yeah. What the fuck, man? We did that.
You got to be listening to this.
Yeah.
All right. Now we've got him, right? Let's hear him. We'll cut him down.
Okay. Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah.
Dana White.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson. We can't put Mel Gibson on this.
What would he do?
He would kick ass. He would chop people
up. He was technically born in America.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's fucking William Wallace.
Also, he's insane. And really, like, out of his mind on coke.
And racist.
Who isn't?
Yeah.
He's racist, though. If we disqualify Doug the Bounty Hunter,
he's out.
Yeah. Harrison Ford.
In.
Morgan Freeman.
In.
Eddie Murphy.
In. What? Look, he did all those kind of crazy raw comedian things and said that crazy shit about fucking Mr. T and stuff. But now, he's in the fucking Dude Little fucking Save the Puppy House movies.
He's fucking Daddy Day Camp. Why does that qualify him for being president?
Because he's a player. He's like moved on and got old and made way more money, which means he's
Disney
smart. He's doing some Lifetime Achievement Award shit. He's got like a game plan. This guy's fucking running a tight ship.
His game plan is making Disney
How
movies.
Did he reshape himself? How did he be from the dude from Raw and then just come in with Dougie Daycare and everybody's cool with it?
He hasn't had a serious hit movie in like 5 years.
Check Google how much money that dude makes a year in movies.
How could The Rock go from the WWF to fucking the Tooth Fairy?
Exactly.
Are you going to vote for The Rock for president?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. What?
There's no way you're voting for The Rock. You hate The Rock.
I don't hate The Rock. I didn't say that.
You thought he was a crappy action star.
I did not say that. I think that, what was that movie?
Eddie Murphy's last two movies were huge flops.
I like Walking Tall. That was one of my favorite action movies.
Okay. Eddie Murphy's last three movies were huge.
Movies now suck, but that's because they're for babies.
If you leave out the Shrek movies, which he's making a ton of money on, all his last three movies were huge flops. Norbit, Meet Dave, and Imagine That.
Imagine That, my kid loves, and I'm not fucking around. We watch that thing in my house like once a week on DVD.
Really? Norbit kicks ass, too.
Yeah.
Norbit kicks ass?
Mm-hmm.
Little kids love that shit.
So good.
Okay.
It's bad, though.
Okay.
I'm with you. It's not a good movie, but little kids love it.
So, Eddie Murphy, on or off?
He's on.
Okay. Oprah.
On.
The singer of Buck Cherry.
On.
I think it's got to be on. Vinnie Paul.
On.
Gary Busey.
On.
Forrest Whitaker.
On.
Clint Eastwood.
On.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Not that
Clint Eastwood's better than Tommy Lee Jones.
Right, he beats him. Yeah. Denzel Washington.
On.
Henry Rollins.
On.
Jon Stewart.
Off.
Really?
Who cares?
He seems like one of the smartest dudes on this list.
Okay, you asshole. Okay. Put him on.
Shane Carwin.
On.
Matt Hoffman.
I don't think he could do it. He's too laid back.
He is really laid back, yeah.
Here, take him off.
Okay. Danny Way.
I mean, he'll kill us all.
Right.
He'll get us all killed. He's the opposite of Matt Hoffman when it comes to what they would do in the presidential chair. He'd be like, right, that's it. Nuke him. Nuke them. Handle it.
So no Danny Way?
No.
We got two late-breaking additions here. Alec Baldwin and Martha Stewart.
Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Would be sweet.
He would be. He'd be both smart and really entertaining.
Baldwin.
Yeah.
Love Baldwin. Who else?
Martha Stewart.
You gotta put her on.
Yeah.
She can run some shit.
It's true.
Scams. You know, everybody in politics is running scams also.
It's true.
She's a professional.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Maynard James Keenan of Tool.
Question.
No. What? The dude from Tool? Oh, man, but you don't understand. He does like a 15-minute fucking bass solo. Fuck off, dude. He's tripping balls. Fucking porn stars. Get the fuck out of here.
If you're a convicted felon, you can't vote, so can you be president, Martha Stewart?
Is she a convicted felon?
Yeah, she was in prison.
Yeah, she did.
That's a
felony.
It's a good point. I don't think she could be president.
Off the list for being a criminal.
Was Jay-Z a convicted felon?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Never got busted. Never got caught. Never touched it.
You can be president?
Yeah. Really?
But you can't vote.
You can be president as a convicted felon?
You just can't vote for yourself?
I think that's fair.
Be over 35, be born in the U.S., and something else.
I think that's fair. Every now and then a felony is, dude, a president who's got a felony?
We've never had a president who's had a felony, yeah.
We've never have?
No.
Remember, up until recently, they wouldn't even admit they'd ever even tried pot before.
Yeah.
If you do cocaine, is that a felony?
They had Bush on that pretty good. It was always alleged that he had done.
But if you've ever done cocaine, is that considered a felony if a police officer saw you do it?
Fuck yes!
No, you have to be convicted.
But
in theory, the cops didn't catch Obama, but...
I don't know if possession's a felony.
He did blow.
Is possession a misdemeanor or a felony?
They say they may have tried
He did blow.
They say they may have tried
He said he did blow! He called a blow!
He didn't say that!
Yes, he did!
Barack Obama admitted to doing cocaine.
Yeah!
Yeah.
How do you not know that? But you know that ghosts exist.
He admitted to doing cocaine.
I've seen a fucking ghost. I've never seen Barack Obama do
Everybody
cocaine.
Knows Obama said that.
He admitted to doing cocaine like 6 years before he ran for president.
Yeah.
Although you can't take that shit back.
Yeah.
Like the shit he wrote in his first books and stuff. Right, that's right. All out there.
He's a felon. Didn't get caught. He's even smarter. He's even
but
more
they're all felons who haven't been caught. Every fucker that's ever been in there is a felon of some fucking way. That's
okay, whatever. I'm going to keep Martha Stewart on the list.
Good.
Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Penn Jillette.
No.
Okay. Louis Black.
No.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes.
Okay. Kelly Slater.
Yeah.
Pink.
Yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Sure. Randy Couture.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, you know what? Shane Cowan beats Randy Couture, so no.
All right. Howard Stern.
Yep.
Gabrielle Reese.
I don't know who that is.
That's the volleyball player.
Yes.
Leonard Hamilton.
Yes.
And Conan O'Brien.
Really?
He made the list.
Okay.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Go.
Here's the list. Bruce Willis, Rob Dyrdek, Dana White, Harrison Ford, Morgan Freeman, Eddie Murphy, Oprah, the singer of Buckcherry, Vinnie Paul, Gary Busey, Forrest Whitaker, Clint Eastwood, Denzel Washington, Henry Rollins, John Stewart, Shane Carwin, Alec Baldwin, Jay-Z, Martha Stewart, Tony Hawk, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kelly Slater, Pink, Andrew Dice Clay, Angelina Jolie, Howard Stern, Gabrielle Reese, or Laird Hamilton.
I've got 1 million on Shane Carwin.
All right.
866-YO-FACTION. Welcome back to the world's greatest Wednesday on the Jason Ellis Show.
What happened to the song that we used to have that was so awesome that we could just play and do that torturous shit to each other? Remember that?
No. Oh, yeah.
Come on! Where's that good bit?
It comes up like a lot.
Well, then we'll do some calls then.
Yeah.
Let's vote on it.
We were doing
I changed my vote to the new guy, DMX. One million on DMX.
We just got two late breaking editions, Joe Rogan and DMX.
I got 1 million on Joe Rogan.
And DMX?
Yeah, and Shane Carwin.
All right. I'd like to put
2 million on Shane Carwin.
Okay. I'd like to put 1 million votes on the singer of Buckcherry. Because I want to be president two party on it.
Yeah, fair enough. Nick Lewis. Nicholas. No, it's not Nicholas. It's Brett.
Brett.
Ben.
Brett.
Ben.
Ben. Ben. Seriously, Ben, are you there?
Ben? He hung up. Martin!
Yo, brother.
No way. What? Oh. What?
Half a million on Rogan.
Right. Half a million on Joe Rogan.
Done.
Nate Dogg.
What up, fellas?
Nate the Merciless.
Hey, 500,000 and y'all forgot about this guy, but Christopher fucking Walken.
Yeah, that's just damn right out of control. That's crazy talk.
No.
You can't do that. He's a lunatic. He's a madman. He might just be the man for the job. Mike.
Yeah, Alex.
Hey, man, are you underwater?
Matt Hoffman.
Matt Hoffman. 500,000 for Matt Hoffman. Hello, phones.
He's not on the list anymore.
He's off the list. Ross. Ross. Ross, are you there? Yes, Ross, are you there, mate?
Yeah, Shane Carlin.
Well done. Go to the Twitter. These phone calls are killing me. Just so you know, don't answer the phones, anybody. I'll take care of the phones.
Okay. We already have a ton of votes on
VIP
Twitter.
VIP line.
What's going on? Scott Green.
Scott Green of Celebrity Status. Scott Green, he's, sucked a dick. That's right, the cocksucker, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hello, my name is Scott Green. I am sucking your cock now. I don't know why that.
I want to split my vote between Willis and Carlin, who I say would make the best president-vice president combo ever.
Yeah. Fair enough. What about Jet Li? Where's he from?
He's not from America.
He'd be good. Yeah. Thanks. What about Danny Glover?
He is from America. And I think he has played the president before.
Great America.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
What do you have for the world's greatest celebrity president?
I will put $500,000 on Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson's not on the list. Thanks for the call.
Because he's an insane person.
Hello, you're on the Jason Ellis Show. I'm me. Raw Dog is here. He fucks himself. And he hasn't got products. You can't find it in Target. Very difficult establishment to find hair product, as you know, sir. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, hello. What do you want?
AF5.
AF5, right. Who is this? Are you a rollerblade champion of some sort?
Huh?
Are you a rollerblade champion?
Yes.
Get these balls.
There it is.
Who is that guy?
It was a rollerblade champion. Everybody knows him. Recently just won the parkour outback championships. Mike!
Do they have parkour in the outback?
Who is this?
Adam.
You don't know me.
Adam.
Yeah, you don't know me, Adam.
I don't?
Nope.
Hey, I want to put some points down for someone.
Okay, who?
I want, half a million for Tony Hawk.
Right. That was a fucking long ass.
Yeah, that really took a long time to get that
Hello.
How you doing, man?
What up?
Hey, so I wanted to know who does the booking for Taint Stick, because my band's doing a reunion show, and we're playing with Murphy's Law in New York City.
Are you a girl?
Somewhere. Yeah, I'm a chick.
Right. All right, well, what are you voting for?
What am I voting for?
See? Yeah. See what I go through out there?
What? Why do you care?
Because everyone's fucked-hearted on these goddamn
She's
phones.
Not fucked-hearted. She's called in for something.
Yeah, she wanted to call for, anyway, like, Taint Stick to play at her band's reunion show.
I really like Taint Stick, and my old band, my band, Deviant Behavior, which is, like, a really trashy New York hardcore punk band.
Is there any more girls in your band?
No, there was one other chick. No, that's right, because we had some rotating singers, so we had three singers at one point. So it was me, this guy, and this chick, and we had the chick guitarist. But we're going to be playing with Murphy's Law.
Is she
hot? Yeah, they're all hot.
She's hot? What do you mean, yeah, they're all hot? Are you exaggerating? Yeah. How hot are they?
Rank them from hottest to least hot.
Yeah, 1 out of 10, how hot are they?
I'd say probably like a 9.
And what are you? What would you rank yourself as a 33-year-old woman?
I'd say I'm a 9.
You're a 9.
How much do they
get
weigh?
Get a fucking photo of this chick right now.
What is your website, ma'am?
Ma'am.
If you can tell
she's all. Go.
Listen, if you go on to MySpace, if you look up in the music, it's Deviant Behavior NYC.
Do it.
Okay.
Stand by.
You can listen to our song, The Chelsea.
Stand by.
About fucking Chelsea.
Stand by. Stand by.
Yep. Stand by.
I'm standing by.
Okay. It's loading. The front picture doesn't really show her that well. I'm gonna go into her pics.
That's not a good sign.
We don't know. Wait.
That's me and the electrical tape.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can pull up a bigger picture. No images, but you can kind of see her.
Let me see this. You got going in here. Yeah, you got no tits at all.
You know,
That's kind of punk rock, though. That's kind of punk rock. And if you're in your 30s and you have no boobs, then your boobs are going to look better longer. They stay long. She would look good. She'd have nice boobs with no top on.
Oh, I could only hope so, you know?
Yeah, you're bonable. Yeah, she's doable. She's punk rock, but I'd do her.
Is she a 9?
Yeah, my husband's probably listening right now. He's probably thrilled to death.
Yeah, he probably thinks you're a 9. So, yeah, I don't even like being in a band, so no, I don't want to play with you.
It's all right.
You know you want to play with me.
I know, I don't want to play anywhere. I don't want to do it.
You'd be opening anyway, so.
I'd be opening?
Yeah.
Tastic doesn't open.
Yeah, we don't open. We shut it down.
Burn it down.
Yeah, that's how we roll. We get kicked out trying to kill people.
You'd get paid, but
money's nothing to us.
you made enough fucking, you know, skating and doing all the shit you're doing now, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I make a lot of money. I make way more than Raw Dog does.
My husband's the one who fucking turned me on to you, because, you know, he used to skate back in the day. He skated for 20 years. I skated for 11 years,
yeah.
But had to stop after an injury, but...
It happens.
You know, it's one of those things.
No, I have AIDS.
After I broke my ankle.
From skateboarding, so...
You know what?
AIDS from skateboarding. MRSMBC.
That's one thing I definitely did not get from skateboarding.
Yeah, it's good. You gotta get it into you. It makes you feel good. It's like you're dirty. It's like somebody... popped a dirty waffle inside you.
Oh.
This is nasty.
That sounds edible, man. I'm gonna pour some syrup on that dirty waffle. That sounds fucking great.
Right on. She's also hideous. It's like we are, right on.
Shit.
So, good luck with your band. Good luck with your band.
Listen to the Chelsea song. I'll talk to you in a minute. Later.
All right, too. Listen to the Chelsea song.
Okay.
Give it a go, Raw Dog. Let's hear the Chelsea song. Get it going.
Okay, I already closed.
Hey, man, what is your world's greatest thing?
Good luck.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want?
I want to put 5 on it.
On who?
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Hello. Hurry up.
Yeah, I want to vote for World's Greatest Wednesday.
Yeah, what do you got?
Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
She's not on the list. Hello. What is your vote for World's Greatest Wednesday? Five on, I don't know what he said. Hello.
It's the song you want to hear.
Okay, I've heard enough.
What?
Hey, what's up? What's your vote?
Yeah, for one that's not even on a list, but should be, Timothy Oliphant.
Alright, well, who the fuck is Timothy? No. Hello, what is your vote?
First I want to say fuck the AFI guy, and also I want to say probably Clint Eastwood.
Reject. 500,000 on Clint Eastwood. Hello, what is your vote, sir? Or ma'am?
Willis Bitch.
What?
Willis Bitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hello, what is your vote?
Hey, can I get 250 on Joe Rogan and 250 on Howard Stern?
Yes. Hello, what is your vote?
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, 500,000 on Denzel.
There you go, 500,000. Hello, what is your vote, sir?
500,000 on Gary Busey.
Down. What is your vote? Hello, Jason Oster.
Yeah, Howard Stern, 500,000.
500,000 on Howard Stern. We're going in line 5. Hello, what's your name? Hello, no way.
Tommy from New Jersey.
There you go, New Jersey. What are you going for?
Alec Baldwin.
There you go, Baldwin. I want to win a million. I'll go down Baldwin.
I'm
going to go down on the Baldwin. I'm going to go 1 million down on the Baldwin.
Which Baldwin?
The big
are you
Baldwin.
Going down
the
on?
Baldwin that did, what's her name, that hot chick? Kim Basinger. Bang Banger.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, Jason, I'll show line 5.
Yeah, I think Barack should...
Right, fuck you. Hello, line 6-4. Let's go. Hello.
Oh, fuck.
Hello, yeah, yo. Let's go. What are you voting for?
Yo.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Yoko Ono. She's not born in America, was she? John Lennon. Fuck, he died. Hello, what did you vote? Elton John.
What's up, boys?
Hey, what do you got? He's not on the list. Okay, go.
It's Burbank Dave. I want 1 million on Dana White.
MC Banks. I would also put 500 on Dana White. Hello, what is your name?
Kyle.
Yeah, what do you want?
DMX.
That's good. 1 million on DMX. I mean, 500,000. Hello, you're line 5. You're 4. Let's go. Yep, you're too late. Let's go. He's getting out of the car at the same time. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you answer the phone, you got to go, what's up, and you vote, and then we go. Go, what's your name? Let's vote.
Yeah, well, I'm Dalton, and I'm voting for
Dana White.
Excellent. 500,000. Then we're going to line three. What is your vote, sir? You blew it. What is your vote, sir? Hello, Jason Ellis Show.
Danny Way.
Hello, you're Danny Way.
Danny,
how are
you
going?
Danny's on the list.
What do you got? Hello. Too late. You can't do that. Oh, you just got to say hello. What is your vote?
We're about to move the show here.
Come on, callers. I'm testing your abilities right now. It's with talk when spoken to. Go, what is your vote?
Go, 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 go.
Too late. Hello, go. What is your vote, sir?
500,000.
There we go. Go faster, people.
He didn't even say he was voting for.
Yeah, but he's a fast enough. Go, hello.
Howard Stern.
There you go, Howard Stern. Hello, what is your vote? 877 fucking thing. Go.
KRS-One's
that on the list. Hello, what is your vote?
Jay Rollins, man.
Rollins, what vote? There you go. Got it in. Hello, what is your vote? Go.
1 million on my nigga Tiger Lee Ellis.
You can't say... N bombs.
Especially in relation to Jason's kids.
Joe Rogan, 1 million. Has anyone going in line five?
Why
go.
Why does he get a billion?
I don't know. Just go, because he did it right. That's why. Go.
Hello.
From now on, everybody who gets it right, their vote is 1 million. What is the list, Raw Dog?
Bruce Willis, Rob Dyrdek, Dana White, Harrison Ford, Morgan Freeman, Eddie Murphy, Oprah, Sigourney Buck-Cheery, Vinnie Paul, Gary Busey, Forrest Whitaker, Clint Eastwood, Denzel Washington, Andrew Wallace, Todd Stewart, Shane Carwin, Alec Baldwin, Jay-Z, Martha Stewart, Tony Iommi, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kelly Slater, Pink, Andrew Dice Clay, Angelina Jolie, Howard Stern, Gabrielle Reese, Leonard Hamilton, Joe Rogan, and DMX.
Go, what is your vote?
Shane Carwin.
Oh, hello, what is your vote?
Clint Eastwood.
Hello, what did he say?
Clint Eastwood.
Hello, what is your vote?
Rogan.
Hey, that's no vote right there. Hello, what is your vote?
Shush, get up, stop for real.
All right, he's not on this, but he can be now for that guy pulling it off. Hello, what is your vote?
Trust
him. Oh, he doesn't get any vote. That was too long. Hello, what is your vote?
My vote is...
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Idiot. That is a deduction right there. Hello, what is your vote?
Rob Dyrdek.
Oh, he's got it in there. Hello, what is your vote? 1 million for Rob Dyrdek. Hello.
Yeah.
No. Nope. There's no yes. Yeah. You blew it. Hello, what is your vote? Oh. Hello, what is your vote, Jason Ellis Show?
Danny White.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that I'm
that
cool.
Right.
That's right. Hello, what is your vote?
Alec Baldwin.
Oh.
Nice to
go. I keep checking everybody. Hello, what is your vote?
1 million, Brock Lesnar.
He's not on the list.
He's not on the list,
asshole. Hello, there you go.
N-bomb.
Okay, you go, you go. Faster, people.
Boom.
1 million,
Dana White.
Ho, oh. Hey. Oh, hey.
That's enough.
Hey.
Hello.
Ho, ho.
Oh.
Hey, yo. Oh, come on back.
Rob Dyrdek.
Oh, there it is. 1 million, Rob Dyrdek. Hello.
Clint Eastwood.
Hey. Oh, sorry. Keep hitting the thing.
Yeah,
you guys are on fire.
Right.
Hey. Oh. Yeah. Hey.
Oh.
What?
Fucking Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah! Colin Willis.
He's in! Hey, ho, ho, ho!
Roblox!
Hey. Woo! Wait a minute, you're not on the list. Yeah!
These nuts.
Not on the list!
Go Dana quickly! White. Dana White. Swim around there, but... Dana White!
What's
1 million, Dana White.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Carwin.
Oh, he did it.
Woo!
Woo!
Jason Ellis Show.
Hit him. Hit him up.
Jason Ellis Show.
Yeah!
Jason!
How could you not know she was on the phone that whole time? What the fuck did you think it was?
Clayton!
Hey! What?
Master Puppet!
Not on the list.
Yeah, he's on the list. Woo!
Stretch's mom, I fucked her.
That's why you're mad. Stretch's mom.
Yeah, you know.
Nice, you
blew it. You
stunned, bro.
Yeah. Stunned. Hey, man, why are you?
Hey, John Stewart.
Boo, too late.
What
up?
That's
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm inside your house.
You're inside his ass?
House. I said house.
Oh, I thought you said you're inside his ass. I was like, oh my God, you're on fire, man. We should just leave now. You've taken the world by storm.
Howard Stern?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right. So
the Clint Eastwood guys are sharp.
Chuck Norris.
Not on the list, you dumb fuck.
Seriously? Hello.
Rogan.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got it.
Do that again. It's I. Jason, I'll show. You got it, you got it.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think he said Cohen.
Okay.
Let's go. That'll do.
Yes. We have a list.
Tally him up.
Tally him up.
I wish we had a song to play, but it wasn't a song. Like, it was a little song that wasn't, you know what I mean? It was just like a little short riff of some stuff.
Do you have some, like, Jingleberry songs?
One finger in buns. Suck it, bitch, with your vaginal pit. You know you love that shit. Bitches are cock with their vest. Bitches are sucked up. Oh, vagina. Bitches love to suck it. Wiggle when they're fucking.
Not there yet.
Like us, when the vagina scream. Oh, vagina. Bitches love to suck it. Wiggle when they're suck cock. Bitches suck cock with vagina.
Got dropped by a girl. She was only 8, but she broke.
You just let me smell everything about you.
Oh, what?
Hey, this is Vinnie Paul, and I am in Austin.
All right, tally up. Holla, holla.
The tally's done.
You don't hear Ray me with an A's here.
I just passed the tally. I know the top 10.
I didn't know how to turn that off.
So you see the top 10 through the music?
I don't even know what's that, where that's coming from.
You hit too many fucking buttons, son.
What?
We're on some other level shit right now, son.
Yeah. Rogos.net.
You ready?
Who's the winner?
Do you want just the winner or the
no,
top 10?
No, top 10!
Oh, yeah, hang on a minute. Yeah. Well, that's way too difficult for me to do right now.
Number 10.
Wait.
Here we are, the top 10 for the world's greatest Wednesday on the Jason Ellis Show.
Yeah, I need that button.
Coming in at number 10 is...
Oh, number 10.
The host of the Daily Show, Jon Stewart.
Hey,
who actually is like a really smart guy and would be a good person.
Who cares?
Shut up!
Number 9, yeah. Henry Rollins.
Oh.
Who would tear down all the supermarkets and force us to live off the land.
He's crazy.
He is crazy.
And
number 8.
And
star of 30 Rock, Alec Baldwin.
Cocksucker!
That is a perfect.
I can't believe that he was down that low, though.
I know. We got a heavy, a lot of heavy hitters up here.
Heavy hitters!
Yeah.
Go!
Number 7.
I'm going to pull your pants in. I'm going to spank you with a butt spanker.
Number 7?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
Because I'm the seventh grade skateboarder of the world and I fucking own stuff.
Yes. Skateboarding impresario Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah!
Whatever, go. Number six is Willis.
Willis? Come on! Yeah, but it makes sense. Willis is good, but he's not good. He's not the man.
He's not the best. No, right. He would not be the best.
Congratulations to Die Hard, but he couldn't meet Lou's composure.
Number five. Yeah. I think this is low, but number five is Howard Stern.
Right. Well done. Moving along. Because you know he wouldn't do it, but if he did do it, it'd be good.
He
I'm
would
for
not.
It.
He'd
go. Do it.
Radio's just more lucrative.
He's got a lot of money, motherfucker. He's going to win radios because he did it. Go.
Number four, another smart dude who might not want the job is Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan is a smart man, and if he ran it, we'd all be legalized marijuana. We'd
That's
be smoking
sure.
everywhere, and it'd be awesome, and it'd be like awesome world, but here on this planet.
That is for sure.
I'm for it. I changed my mind. I want to put another million on him.
It's too late, and he'd still be number four.
Okay.
Because number three got a ton of votes, too. He is Dana White.
A juggernaut in the game.
A juggernaut, yes.
Number three, you're saying.
That was number three.
Number three, star president, which means the next two people. This next person could be a vice president.
Yeah, this would be like the vice president. This
still big. Still a part of helping the crowd out.
For sure.
Congratulations to number two.
Coming in at number two. Western hero Clint Eastwood.
I'm gonna suck it for all I can.
Oh.
And really? I don't want to get killed.
Wow.
Better clear on out the back.
Clint does not suck anything
that's the wrong button.
I know, I did. I hit the wrong button. I don't know what I'm doing. Fuck. I just pressed this one.
Any man don't want to get killed. Better clear on out the back.
Sometimes it's good to have the older guy helping out the younger guy, too.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of a good one for vice president.
Right. So the number one.
The runaway number one.
Celebrity.
One of the greatest Americans of all time. Nearly the heavyweight champion of the UFC, Shane Carwin.
One day he will have the belt. And when he has the belt, then he can move into presidential status. But first he has to defend it. I believe he will defend it a couple of times, then he will retire and become one of the greatest Americans ever and help kids with cancer. And then I will help kids with cancer, and then we will cure cancer and take over the world. And riddle cancer away from this planet once and for all.
Yes.
Jason, that was a shake off. We'll do it. Together. After he wins the belt. Hello, asshole.
Rogan.
Yeah. What, dude? Rogan, you didn't hear what happened?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, it ended, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, thanks. How long was the delay on the show?
Less than that. He should have been, if he was listening, he would have figured it out.
Right.